Gospel Contemplation for the Feast of the Holy Family. Today's scripture is from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Because of the length of the Gospel, I will only read it once. Music is Meditation Impromptu 2 by Kevin MacLeod in the public domain. If you're unfamiliar with Ignatian contemplation, you can find an introduction on the contemplation webpage. As a reminder, if at any point during the guided prayer you feel like you want to stay where you are, turn the audio off and do that. You can always turn it back on when you're ready to move on, or simply continue praying where you feel drawn. If you get distracted during the contemplation, gently return yourself to the scene. I invite you to quiet your body and mind. Choose a position where you can be relaxed but alert. Breathe deeply several times and let your body relax. Breathe out any worries or stressful thoughts and put them in God's hands. Become aware of God's presence here with you now, looking at you with love. And ask God for the grace of the presence of the Holy Family in your life. When the days were complete for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting the redemption of Israel. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. In your imagination, can you see the road that leads to Jerusalem? What does it look like? And can you see the small family headed along it towards the city? The family is made up of a young woman, a man, and a baby. Perhaps they have a mule or a donkey to travel with as well. It's the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus. Watch them as they enter the city and head to the temple. Take your time with this, noticing the city, but paying more attention to the family. How are they with one another? Notice how Mary and Joseph interact with each other and with the baby. You are going to the temple too. Do you follow behind or do you join the family as they walk? See the temple. For the purposes of this prayer, it does not need to be historically accurate. However you imagine the temple, imagine yourself there, entering as Mary, Joseph, and the baby do. Watch as Joseph goes to buy the two turtle doves, and then goes with Mary to offer them to the priest for sacrifice, and to offer Jesus to be consecrated to the Lord. As you watch these moments unfold, you notice an elderly man and an elderly woman nearby, also watching intently. You move over closer to them. The man is Simeon and the woman is Anna. Witness as Simeon moves forward to take the child in his arms, speaking of blessing and salvation. Listen to the prediction he makes to Mary about Jesus' destiny and her own suffering to come. Listen also to Anna's words of gratitude and coming redemption. What moves you, or troubles you, or consoles you as you witness this little family in these extraordinary moments? How might all this connect to your own life? How do you react? Do you interact with anyone in the scene? And if so, what happens? Before you close your prayer, spend a few moments in conversation. You might want to talk with Joseph or Mary or Simeon or Anna about your prayer, sharing your thoughts and feelings and listening to what they have to say in response. Or you might consider talking with God about it all. When you are ready, close with a favorite prayer.